And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Have enforced and preserved our state law.
Just talking with Jay Santos. Go ahead, Jay.
Right, Phil. Certainly, we want to we want people to enjoy our Valentine's Day. It's a day to enjoy, and that's what it's all about. But what I'm talking to you about really is our hotels. Certainly, a lot of people are going to be taking their wives, treat their wives to a romantic evening. And certainly, we encourage that. Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police agency, which we started here in our neighborhood, and we've expanded it out through a lot of different neighborhoods throughout the country. And the reason for that is we've seen the police probably need some assistance in some areas. A lot of us do have some tactical experience working security jobs and what have you. We've certainly seen over the last few years a trend toward, I guess what's concerning us, more overt and brazen behavior.
Okay, well, but you're talking about non-married couples going into hotels, is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir. That is correct.
Give me a clear idea of what you say this is a trend.
Well, it's become a little bit more overt and brazen over the last several years. Couples are clearly not married. A lot of couples are clearly not married. Clearly unwed. They're checking into a hotel without having to present a marriage certificate. What we're asking for is a process that needs to be slowed down. And
what, from a moral standpoint? Or is it, you know...
Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with morality, Phil. It's just that there has been a long-established and expected protocol of married couples that are welcome in hotels and resorts. And there hasn't been really a cross-check on unmarried couples. And I think, and Major Newton, talking to Major Elvis Newton just earlier about this, agrees that if we institute some tactical procedure now, as opposed to 6 months down the road on cross-checking couples that are checking in, that we can ensure that married couples are checking in these hotels, not individuals who cannot present a legal document.
So what you're talking about is the increasing trend, and my goodness, it's been going on for a long time, of unmarried couples staying overnight in hotels together.
That is correct, yes.
And that there had been in the past?
Well, there has always been, on the part of society, an expectation that couples be married if they're spending the night together, if they're going to sleep in the same bed. And I think we're all adults here. I think we know what we're talking about. You know, you get two people, you know, checking into a hotel, they're going to sleep together. I think we understand what that means. And when the individuals are not married and they're checking into a public hotel, or it might be children, what have you, these children are exposed to, I think, a level of adult behavior that is bordering on criminal. And that,
well, how can you call that criminal? I mean, what?
Well, you're exposing the children to two adults who are just going into a hotel. They're not married. They don't have no marriage certificate. They're just going to go out and have sex. And this is almost like exposing a child to sex.
And, well, I mean, I'm not, you know...
Mr. Henry, those of us in law enforcement, I have been a part of our auxiliary police. We formed our auxiliary police 4 years ago. The first thing that we thought of was the safety of children. And I know there. This is something that's troubled police officers for a long time.
All right, let me ask you, though, but why does it concern your organization? All right, we're talking about a longstanding tradition of married couples.
But, I mean, there was a time you had to show a marriage certificate, and you no longer have to show a marriage certificate. And I asked myself a question, why? Why is that the case?
Well, but why does this concern your organization?
Well, it concerns, and it does... and would concern any law enforcement agency if they were able to devote manpower to it. We do have the manpower to devote to it, the existence of unwed couples in hotels.
Why?
Well, for the obvious reason, this has been a brazen reversal of a long-established tradition that has enabled children that may be in the hotel to see married couples partnering as it is, and the trend toward registering anyone. You know, you want to register two guys? Where does it end? You're going to have two men come in and register, and... that's going to, you know, that's a red flag. And it exposes children to people who have no concern for them, no concern for people who are going to be sensitive to this kind of thing.
All right, okay, so, but you're just checking hotels, right?
That is all we're doing. We're going into the hotel restaurants, and we very quickly go table to table. We're simply asking people what their marital status is. If they are married, tip of the hat, be on our way, have a very pleasant evening. If, however, they are not married, we have a moral situation. We have to check with the hotel register and
you're going to find a lot of people rejecting this. I mean, I just think that...
Well, I hope not. I don't want to have that situation. We don't want to have to deal with that situation.
I just think people today, I mean, if they check into a hotel and they're not married, I don't think anybody's really bothered by that.
I can tell you there's quite a few people bothered by it, Mr. Henry. I think people are bothered by our children being exposed to a lot. There's nothing we can do about television. There's not a whole lot we can do about a lot of your contemporaries on the radio talking all, Mr. Stern and these individuals. But I can tell you right now, there is something we can do about people going into hotels where children are playing near a fountain or having fun, going out on the trampoline and all that. And here comes two people who have no marriage certificate just going in. And you know what they're going to do when they go upstairs to the room. You know fully well what they're going to do. They're going to engage in carnal activity, engage in sex. And I have no marriage license. That's what we're talking about.
All right, I want to give our number out here. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, 1-800-449-8686. This is on Valentine's Day, right?
Over the Valentine's weekend, yes, sir.
Valentine's weekend, the hotels in and around major American cities, members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and allied organizations are going to be going into the hotel restaurants asking people if they're married. For the longest time, you're right. Married couples were the only ones allowed to check into hotels, and it does seem as if the trend has reversed.
Well, it has reversed, and I don't know where anybody just sort of dropped a flag and said, okay, now anyone who is unwed, you too can come to the hotel. But I don't recall anybody saying that that was acceptable behavior. I certainly didn't recall, and Major Elvis...
Could you tell me who Major Elvis Newton is? Is he the...
He's the founder of Assistant Auxiliary Police, yes, sir.
Was this his...
Well, this is a tactical operation. Anybody in law enforcement understands tactical operation as opposed to the operational art. This is tactics. And we are going to be instituting a tactical procedure this weekend, Saturday through Monday, which is Valentine's Day, going to these different hotels and asking people...
Can you tell me, sir, how you're going to approach these people?
We do it, Phil, with the greatest of courtesy.
Okay.
We will go up to them at the table and ask them, excuse me, I just want to inquire about their marital status.
Well, I mean, how do you do that?
I'm not clear.
Give me an example of what you would say. If, for instance, I'm a husband or I'm a man, I'm sitting at a table with a lady.
I would just come up to you and say, excuse me, sir, I don't mean to bother you. My name is Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we are fully uniformed. I have a blue armband. We wear a full pith-style safari helmet, so we are fully uniformed, and I'll say, may I ask you at this time, are you married to this woman?
And what if I say to you something like, it's none of your business?
Then we do have a problem. And I say, well, we got a situation. And I explain. First of all, we have a lot of unwed couples that are married, going into hotels as if they own the joint, you know, just walking right in and saying, oh, hi, let me have a room. Well, are you married? Nobody's asking.
I don't really feel it's any of your business.
At that time, we do have a situation. At that time, we will have a situation.
Well, so what does that mean?
We'll go to the hotel, and we'll ask to see the register, and we'll ask to see whether or not you are married. We will try to get some photographs of you checking in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Amy?
Yes, hey.
Go ahead,
Amy. Hey, my question is to the officer, how do children determine if a woman and a man are walking into a hotel room together? They don't question if they're married. Why? I don't understand how he's saying that's affecting children. Children
I'm sure you care about children, ma'am.
Right, I have five nephews.
All right,
nephews.
Do you want unwed individuals who are engaged in sexual activity? They're not married. Children are exposed to these unwed individuals. They could be man-man, man-on-man, woman-on-woman, any kind of... And the children are right there.
Do you mean that the men, like two men walking in, would have children with them? Like
no,
maybe
I'm saying
son?
Children who are guests... children who are the children of other guests at the hotel.
Right, but my question is to you, why would a child question, why would they even think about, if this man and this woman are married?
Well, I think we're living in a society right now where it's become very evident.
Okay, because, I mean, my nephews are ages 2
right.
through 10, and I know that they wouldn't, I don't understand why they would question, is that couple married? Is that, two men. No, I don't agree with
it. Well, I think if you care about children and...
I think your question's a good one. How would the kid know?
Well, first of all, you have unwed couples who are not wearing rings, playing, excuse my language, Amy, but they're playing grab-ass by the pool.
What do you mean they're playing grab-ass by the pool?
Unwed couples will engage in sexual activity, which is, I think, a little bit more overt.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about how they're going to be checking to see if married couples are indeed checking into hotels, which is as it should be. Are there a lot of unwed couples, and how do we reverse the trend of unwed couples checking into hotels and spending weekends, romantic weekends together? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Extremism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about unmarried couples that have been checking into hotels. This is also a long-standing tradition, isn't it?
You're talking about unmarried couples checking in?
Yeah.
Well, Phil, it's only been a long-standing tradition because no one has stood up and said, this is wrong. You have to say, up to the point that suddenly society's... You know, hotels are culpable. That's the number one comment. Hotels are culpable. You got hotels out there will let anything come in and, you know, check in and do... You don't know what's going on.
All right, let's get back to... So you ask a couple, are you married? They say no. And then you go to the hotel to see if they're registered. Suppose you find out they are.
If we find out that a couple is registered to stay in that hotel for the weekend and they are not married... They are not married, and we've established not married. We will, at that time, photograph them checking in, and we do try to monitor, if we have the manpower, we try to monitor the activity of the weekend.
What is it? Again, isn't this an invasion of privacy?
It is an invasion of privacy, Phil. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm sorry. It's an invasion of privacy if you're married, yes, but if you're not married, no, it is not. No, it is not. Legally, you can take a picture of a couple checking in and out of a hotel. They're not married. They're not legally protected. Okay, so that's the bottom line of what it is we're trying to say here. They're not legally protected in their any kind of marital activity, so they are not legally protected.
All right, I don't know why it is they wouldn't be legally protected if they're not married. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the operation that they've got going on this weekend, whereby it's going to be apparently all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely, Phil.
Okay, so where you're going to be going into hotels, and you're going to be going up to people's tables in restaurants there in the hotels and asking them, are they married?
That is correct.
If they are not married, if they're married, then they're fine.
That is exactly correct. We give them a tip of the cap, say good evening to you. We'll be on our way. And just so people know, Phil, though, now that we're going to be approaching them, we are fully uniformed.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police wears a uniform. It is my understanding is a pith helmet?
We wear a pith helmet with a blue armband. We do wear identifiable hard dress shoes. And sometimes we'll wear shorts. And we will walk into the various hotel restaurants, ask people they're married. If they are not married, then we are then certainly obliged to question them as to why they're staying in the hotel.
All right, but it's Valentine's weekend. And
I understand that, Phil, and we want people to have a good time.
Well, you're going to have people checking in because they're in love.
I understand that as well. And we want people to have a good time. But the fact of the matter remains that there is no room, I think, in the hotels right now to have unmarried couples there. And so we're going to ask them at that time to please either leave the hotel or we will have to go up to the register at the desk and find out.
I don't think a lot of people are aware that what you're saying here is not legally enforceable.
Well, I beg to differ.
Well,
if the couple says it's none of your business, then we go to what we call a code 3, which is we ask them to leave the restaurant. We will then go up to the front desk. We will then ask the front desk to find out whether or not these people are registered.
But it's not legally enforceable. If a couple is not married and they're in a hotel, you can't really ask them to leave.
That's not true. That is not true.
That was my understanding.
No, you are misinformed.
So you can ask an unmarried couple to leave a hotel?
Legally, yes, you can. And again, this is very important. It is very important to understand that unmarried couples do not have the legal right to stay in a hotel. Only a married couple. Now, see, that's very, very important for people to understand. I don't know if people understand that or not.
Well, I don't think people understand that, and I know that I've been unmarried and I've stayed in hotels with young ladies, and I've never had any.
Well, you were in violation of law at that time, Phil, and you need to understand that.
Jay, I would like you to tell me where and when where you're going to be, and what hotels you're going to be at, and so on and so forth, so that people at least can be aware of the fact that you're there. Okay.
Can't give you that information.
You won't give me any.
No, I can't.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Mr. Commandant Wireman, this is Cadet R.C. Collins.
How are you, Cadet?
Fine, sir.
What can I do for you, Mr. Henry?
We have a caller on the line, Joan. You wanted to express some complaints, correct, Joan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Have you been listening to this program?
I have not, unfortunately. We are preparing for the Commandant's Ball.
Excuse me. I think you need to request a tape of your young man's interview. His analogy of the women in America as cattle, filet mignon, sirloin steak, flank steak, and breaking them off in categories.
Yes, ma'am.
And his language. His
language,
grammar
may
is
I
so
ask?
Appalling that I wonder what Bradley's doing.
What language is he?
Now listen to you.
Cadet Collins?
Yes, sir.
You do not use language unbefitting a cadet of the Bradley Military Academy to one of the women of our nation. That's number one. And you have compared women to meat. That's number two. You will kiss the gunner's daughter.
Oh, no, sir, please.
Yes, you will kiss.
What's kiss the gunner's daughter?
He'll be laid over a cannon, and he will be, we use the old Naval Academy, flogging. And he will be beaten.
Sir, I don't think...
Yeah, see what you did, Joan? Thanks a lot.
No,
Joan,
did it.
No, Joan, you didn't do anything wrong. You'll kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below, Mr. Henry, for the makings. Now then...
What do you mean, take him below? I'm doing a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Joan?
Yes?
Joan, yes, this is Commandant Wireman. God bless you and the great service you've done to our nation.
He's been doing it to the entire American population, men and women.
Oh, please, I don't want to kiss the gunner's daughter.
You'll kiss the gunner's daughter.
What is kiss the gunner's daughter?
The gunner is a nickname for my rear end. And his backside will bleed tonight. Joan, are you there?
I'm here. I'm not
Mr.
requesting
Wireman,
anything like
I don't
that, but I think you need to know that.
I'm going to beat him until the skin's flayed off of his buttocle area.
I don't know that that's a legal thing to
do. We must. It is legal when the parents turn their children over to us at Bradley. We're a private military installation.
Well, he's been bragging about his father's being very rich.
Well, I know his father is very wealthy.
And
he's a member.
And some people there that are his co-mates have been pulled up by their bootstraps. I mean,
yes.
He's making Bradley a laughingstock where if
How
I
had... How dare you?
I wouldn't want
Cadet
my grandson
Collins,
to go there.
Why, you little B-A-S-T-A-R... How do you spell it?
D!
That's right. I can assure you, Joan, he'll be in intensive care by the end of this evening.
Well, I'm not asking for that, but I do think
we need to be aware of
this program and listen to...
I'd like to offer you, Joan, if you'll give us your address, a photograph of the skin flayed from his rear end.
I don't want that. I don't want that, but I do want...
You do not want that.
No,
thank you, Joan. Thank you.
No, Commandant Wireman, we don't need that, okay?
I would like... And then I would like to kick him in the face and make blood come from his eyes.
Now
please!
Now you're making me wonder more about the account.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is to hug the young girls, hug the older women a little longer, and then take the young girls, he said, to a champagne dinner and then a reception at your home.
Yes. Well, yes, we have
filet mignon.
We have the Commandant's Ball, and then I host one of the young virginal debutantes for a nightcap in my quarters.
That's what he said.
Good God.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know how appropriate that is.
Joan, have you
I wondered about that, but I'm not going to
Joan, have you ever seen the Commandant's... the Commandant...
Okay, Joan, thanks very much.
Well, wait a minute, I was just getting to know her.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Earl Pant's Car Talk. Here's Earl.
Well, why don't you love me?
Hey, thanks, Buzzy. Did you get back there and tell Jim that I need another? I need a number four wrench out here, and I also want to make sure that the lady who brought in that Cadillac, you got to call her and tell her that her check is. Apparently, the bank called me on a check, and. I'll just start the show here, but I'm very peed out. Kill the music for a minute, will you, Sally? Just kill it. She brought in a Cadillac.
Yeah?
You remember the front end job?
The radiator.
Yeah, the radiator, okay. The bank just called, says the check's no good. All right. Go ahead. Go with the music. And I apologize to all of you. Welcome to Earl Pant's Car Talk here, folks. I got a lady brought a Cadillac in, and I got a check from her, and apparently the check is not good as we speak. It could be good. I don't know. The bank says there's not enough funds to cover it, so I got to talk about... Hold on for a minute. I got to take a phone call. Hold on, yeah? Oh, yeah, Jim. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about something. That guy, I'll tell you right now, if I got to get a little bit more work out of him, he's working tired. I don't give a sweet Jesus in a baby seat whether or not he's been to prison. It doesn't make it, just because he's been to prison doesn't mean he's stupid, right? Well, you tell him I need to get all those jobs cleared out by Saturday. I need to get another couple of, I don't give a damn on work release. Does that mean just because a man's been in prison, does that make him a dumbass? Well, that's what you got me working back there on. I got a show I'm doing. Huh? What? Who? Why?
Don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't happy.
All right, folks, here's tonight's dilemma here on Earl Pant's Car Talk. I want to ask you a question. I want to answer all you men out there. Men, I don't care who you are. I don't care what age. You're driving down the road, and you're in a candy apple red Camaro. You got about 280, 290 horse under the hood, okay? I mean, you're in a Camaro. Camaro, right? That baby's candy apple red, shining like a new, just a brand new baby spanking butt right out there on the highway. And right next to you is your girlfriend as you go screaming ass down the highway right in that brand spanking new Camaro, right? And you feel like you're on top of the world. You feel like you're a man, and you got one that's, I mean, it is, it's harvest season in the zucchini patch, you know, and somebody let the plants go a little too long. See what I'm saying? Now, you pull up to a light, and what comes up next to you? A brand spanking new Mercedes SLR McLaren, 617 horse under the hood, top speed 207 miles per hour. And suddenly your girlfriend's looking over at that car and kind of wistfully, and she's not really paying all that much attention to you. And as the evening progresses, she suddenly stopped listening closely to what you're saying. You know, seems like she's got a faraway look in her eye. Well, you know what she's thinking about. She ain't thinking about your Camaro, which you thought was such hot stuff. She's thinking about the dude in the SLR McLaren, 617 horse, okay? $450,000. What makes you think, in your wildest dream, that your puny-ass Camaro holds up to something like that? See what I'm saying? What makes you think you got one man that could even swing a Twinkie, that could even swing a napkin, when you're driving down the street in your little Camaro, and here comes a McLaren, right? Well, it happened to me. Happened to me last night. And I got back to my apartment with my girlfriend, and there she is kind of swinging her purse with that kind of absent-minded look on her face, and I knew I had to do something quick. I got online. I got a special speed delivery of some Cialis. I got about six bottles, and I took an entire bottle. And you know that even after a bottle of that stuff, nothing. Totally dysfunctional. Why? Because I was thinking about that a-hole in his McLaren SLR, 617 horse. And she pats me on the head and says, well, you know what, honey? I got to go to work early anyway.
We don't
Earl Pants Car Talk. Brought to you by Viagra. Hey, Bill. Yeah, Earl.
Why don't you say
who's this guy you got doing tires now? I don't care if he's been to county jail. That's fine. I'll hire all the ex-cons in the world. I just don't want him stupid. That's all. Just because he's been to prison, don't make him stupid.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we will have a visit from a young man by the name of Chris Norton. Chris is involved in pharmaceutical marketing, but that's not why we're having him on the program. We're having him on our show tonight because recent incidents involving sex between female teachers and their younger students have been certainly prominent in the news. Mr. Norton will be talking to us because he had just such an experience as a young man, and we'd like to get the, I guess, to take a look at the psychology, or should I say the psychological impact it has on a young student. He can certainly, from a very personal standpoint, talk with us about that. Father James McQuarters is on the phone with us from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Father McQuarters, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. I was listening to, I was doing all right until I saw it's funny. I turned the TV on and I looked at Susan Estrich, and I know you're not a big fan of hers, are you?
Well, I'm. What'd you do? You just saw her, huh?
I was doing all right till I saw her, and I don't know what it's going to take with her. Braces, new hair.
Well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about the Michael Jackson case.
It's an unfortunate case, yes.
And Corey Feldman apparently has been, I believe, subpoenaed, and he's going to testify against Michael Jackson?
Yes, that's my understanding, that Corey Feldman. And you need to understand something, and I don't think that I'm talking out of school. Corey Feldman is a young Jew boy.
Well, that's harsh, isn't it?
No, I don't. No, please. Some of my very, very dearest friends are of a Jewish persuasion and friends of Abraham. What I'm trying to say is that Corey Feldman, raised in a Jewish home, does not have an affinity, or should we say, does not have allegiance to a child who was raised in a Christian home.
What were you talking about, Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson was raised in a traditional Christian home, yes. And as a result, Michael Jackson is going to be turned and turned yet again, as if on a spit, by this young friend that he so trusted, Corey Feldman, who hasn't been in a good movie in a freaking coon's age. And I will.
Well, now, you know, it sounds to me like you've got some bias.
I do have bias, yes, I do.
Why?
Because I think what's going on with Michael Jackson now in the press field is very unchristian. I don't think that it bespeaks the very best nature of our society. And I certainly don't feel that at the end of the day, when stock is taken of ourselves, and that we look at how this case has played out, I don't think we're going to feel better about ourselves, Phil, in the way that we dealt with Michael Jackson.
Well, look, I mean, there is an awful lot of emotion, Father, surrounding the abuse of a child. And I certainly don't want to bring up what you know I could. And
well, you're talking about the Mother Church and the sexual abuse among priests. But I certainly, I don't shy from the topic. As we talked, we were there last year, we were at a retreat with some 400 priests from dioceses all across the United States. We had it up in Santa Barbara there with Bishop Bishop Rogan, and a great guy. And we had the Bacara Inn for 3 days. Hell of a spa. And
that's nice. So you guys had a...
Yeah, we had it on. And I said at the time, I said, listen, we have to take stock of the church and what we've done with these children. And while we take stock of the church, it doesn't mean that we abandon not only the accuser, but the accused. You see, Michael Jackson's part of the accused.
Well, all right, so you're talking about Christian charity.
Yes, Christian charity.
Toward not only those who are the accusers, but those who are the accused.
And that's what we've lost sight of, Phil. We've lost sight of the fact that it is the duty of a Christian, yes, even to love those unspeakable individuals that would so be charged with doing a crime like this to a child. And I just think, Phil, could you have him lift the music a little more?
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter?
It's just all the cornball music you need to finish out your bit.
It's not a bit, Phil. It's a segment. It's a segment, Phil.
All right, it's a segment.
So in closing, this is Father James McWhorter saying, may the wind always be at your back. And as you slide down life's highway, here and there, seeing the green clover of the spring sprouting under God's own reign, remember that Jesus loves you. I love you. I love you in ways that you may think are improper, but in time you'll come to see that it is all meant to be. Yes, I may love you in a way that you find revolting. I may love you in a way that may leave you with a disease, but I will...
Get out of here!
I'm Father James, of course.
You gotta let him in, huh, bud?
Well, he's supposed to let him lock it out.
Father McWhorter's there. What a sick freak he is. Although he did make a good point there, bud. He said that a Christian should love even the unlovable.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody want to burn down Michael Jackson home.
God, I wish you knew how to talk. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton will be with us, a young man who experienced a, well, we have to say it, abuse at the hands of his female teacher. We'll be talking with him at the top of the hour on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we're also going to have Harvey Wireman's senior chat, and we will be hearing another visit from Comb Over Boy, who has become quite popular. I mean, people want to hear Comb Over Boy bits, and they say, who is he anyway? Who's Comb Over Boy? Well, he's a talk show host, I'll just tell you that. But he talks about me on his show, uses my name, gives the frequency that I'm on, etc. I don't mention him at all. So basically what happens is I get, like, you know, 3 or 4 hours or whatever it is of free advertising on his show, such as it is, whoever's listening to it. I mean, the brain-dead people who listen to that show, I just assume not have them listening to me, if you know what I'm talking about. The lame asses that think that that's high entertainment, oh, God, stay away from this show, please. I got an email from a guy who says, I like to listen to Comb Over and you. And I emailed him back and I said, goodbye. Bye. A lot of people requesting the Comb Over Boy bits. Harvey Wireman's senior chat, as I mentioned. We'll also have a... I'm so excited tonight. It'll be our Kenny Rogers Valentine's Day special. That's going to be great because he spends the whole show telling you who's going to be on the show until the end of the show, and then you don't see none of them. That'll be coming up tonight as well here on the Phil Hendry Show. So my little wife, Maria, came back from Pebble Beach, where she was covering the Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament. And she went up there to get some interviews for a couple of sports stations. She was doing what is called stringing. I don't know if you've ever heard the term, but a stringer is someone who goes out and collects news and basically gives it to a lot of different radio stations or a lot of different television stations. She was up there doing some stringing for radio, and so she stood on the same course there, she said, with all of these big stars. And she was talking about meeting George Lopez, Clint Eastwood, Bill Murray, who she said, and I, you really want to know if there's a guy that you really like in show business, you want to know the guy's a nice guy. And she said he's a terrific guy, Bill Murray, very friendly man. Kevin Costner, very friendly guy. They were all given autographs, and the PGA said, don't give autographs. And I guess the PGA said, don't give autographs because it slows down the play. But it's a pro-am. And people go out to see the pro-am at the Pebble Beach tournament because they want to see all these guys. They want to watch them clown it up. Murray was clowning it up, and apparently the last shot of the tournament, which is, and now it begins the professional only part of the tournament, which I guess is today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And here in California, it's raining, but you never have a Pebble Beach pro-am without rain, so what difference does that make? But anyway, Murray's last shot of the tournament, he hit it to within like 3 inches of the cup. Apparently, the guy's a fantastic golfer. So I'm asking her, I said, wait a minute. She goes, what? Are you telling me these guys are not only just clowns hacking it, clowning around out there, but they're good golfers? She goes, oh, yeah. I said, what's George Lopez? She's about a 7 handicap. A 7? I said, what's Murray? She goes, he's around a 10 or 11. And I suddenly realized that these guys are dead serious. They can golf. Now, I guess they don't. Does the PGA say, look, we want movie stars and all of that bull crap, okay? But, man, you better be able to hit it off the tee because we can't wait around for you dragging your A through all the weeds.
You ever seen Caddyshack?
Yeah, I saw Caddyshack.
Well, of course, you're good golfers on Caddyshack.
That don't mean you can golf, man, just because you're in the movie Caddyshack.
Bill Murray is in Caddyshack. Don't you think he golf?
I didn't have any idea from the film Caddyshack whether Bill Murray's a good golfer or not.
Well, then you don't understand.
Oh, I see, bud. Have you ever golfed?
No, but he had to try out for the movie. Didn't he have to try out for the movie?
You got to audition for a movie, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to golf, man. The part that he played in freaking Caddyshack was some nutball gardener.
But you gotta audition.
You don't have to go out and hit freaking, break 72. What are you, crazy or something, man? What is it with you anyway? Are you on the hotline to David again?
Yeah, he told me to make sure your first half hour blew chipmunks, so he said...
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Murray didn't have to audition for Caddyshack.
Did he have to audition for the gardener part?
Well, how do you do that?
Know about different weeds and how to get rid of them.
Oh, okay.
You look depressed.
I am. Phil Hendry Show, Chris Martinet.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.